Ideen zu ihrem Meister, ihr Talet, ihr Toschen Petalet, Herr Zwi Lieberman.
The Mogen of Rome in Hilchus Zvi Saime says a Chiddush. We've got a lot of mitzvahs which are through Dibur, Krishma, Tefillah, Birchas Hamazon, Brochus, Kiddush. What's the halacha about saying in different languages, foreign languages, can you be mekayim the mitzvah? So generally the rule is that most mitzvahs can be said b'chol loshon, any language. But there are some conditions. If you say it in a different language, you have to understand the language. It has to be you and that. And the Be'alocha says there has to be a place where the language is used. It has to be the language in that area. But for a person to say a mitzvah, to become a mitzvah in a different language, where he happens to be a master of languages, but it's not the spoken language in that place, it doesn't work. But there's other conditions. You have to understand the language properly. You can't just rattle off the words. When it comes to Loshon HaKodesh, Loshon HaKodesh says that Mishabruah and all the poskim and Simon Samach Beis, you're yoitzin if you don't understand. Because Loshon HaKodesh is a language, but it is the true language. The words are the actual true words, what you're meant to be saying. So therefore, it's called saying, even if you don't understand the words which you're saying. Says the Mogen Avraham, that's all generally by mitzvahs of Amira. When it comes to Sfiras HaEmeh, says the Mogen Avraham, it's true. It's poshut, says the Mogen Avraham. You can say it in any language. If a person is not familiar in Loshon HaKodesh, you can count in any language. But, says the Mogen Avraham, Sfira always only works if you understand it, even Loshon HaKodesh. If you don't know what you're saying, if you don't understand the language, you don't understand the words, says the Mogen Avraham, when it comes to Sfiras HaEmeh, you're not yotze if you haven't got the full understanding. And he doesn't bring any proofs. He said it's poshut. She'ein zeh sfira. It's not called counting if you don't understand what you're saying, even if you say it in Loshon HaKodesh. The Yavetz argues the Mogen Avraham. Says, where do you get that from? He says, if you look in the Sugya in Soita, the beginning of the 7th Perek, there the Gemara lists out certain mitzvahs which you do need Loshon HaKodesh, other languages, and sometimes you need to understand what you're saying. There's no makori that Sfiras HaEmeh has a special halacha. You have to understand what you're saying. Says the Yavetz, I think Sfiras HaEmeh is the same as all other mitzvahs. True, if you say it in other languages, you have to understand what you're saying, because otherwise it's not called, got no cheshivas at all. But in Loshon HaKodesh, you're yoitzin if you don't understand. As I have the Yavetz. The Pshat in the Mogen Avraham, Mishbura mentioned Sha'atzian and other chayim say, the Mogen Avraham holds, Sfiras HaEmeh is not a mitzvah of saying the Oimeh. We don't say the Oimeh every night. We count the Oimeh. Counting means calculating, verifying where we're up to in relation to the Yom HaKrovas HaEmeh. Counting means understanding what you're saying. Otherwise, it's called saying the Oimeh. It's not called counting the Oimeh. The Mogen Avraham has got this Svara. Counting has got no shem counting if you don't know where you're at in your calculations. Counting means counting up, working out how much money I've got. That's called counting money. Just saying a figure's got no idea. That's not called counting. Counting means verifying a calculation. That's what counting means. So when it comes to counting the Oimeh, Sfiras HaEmeh, then it doesn't work if you haven't got a Havoma, you don't understand what you're saying. The Sefer Mishnas Yavetz, from Agon Rabbi Tzal Zolti Zatal, one of the previous Rabbonim of Yerushalayim, he says, he's got a raya that the Maral also disagrees with the Mogen Avraham. The Maral asked one of the famous kashes. It wasn't that long ago that we had Seder night. Pesach Sheni reminds us of Pesach Rishon. Why do we not make a brocha on Sipit Yisrael? We do lots of mitzvah Seder night. We say lots of brochas, but we don't make a brocha on the Haggadah. We got a mitzvah of Sipit Yisrael. So the Maral asked the famous question, why don't we make a brocha on Sipit Yisrael? Says the Maral, I'll tell you why. Says the Maral, because Sibit is Mitzrayim, you're not Yotzer with just saying the Haggadah. Sibit is Mitzrayim means to recalling, remembering, and talking about the re-experiencing the Yitzis Mitzrayim. You need to understand what you're saying. Says the Maral, the Iker Mitzvah of Sibit Mitzrayim is only Chal with Bachsheva Saleiv. And without understanding, you're not yoyt to the mitzvah. Therefore, says the Maral, a mitzvah which needs understanding, ikro b'leiv lo shayach olav brocha. Brocha is only chal on a maisa mitzvah, whether it's an action or whether it's a dibur, some sort of clear maisa mitzvah. A mitzvah where the maisa itself is not enough. You need the leiv, you need the understanding, and you need the machshava, and without that you're not yoytzer. So the Maral says this chiddush, that chachomim weren't mesaken brochas or mitzvahs which are ikroi belief. Das is a chiddush from the Maral, says the Mishnah Yavetz. If according to the Mogen Avraham, Sfiras Ha'Ayim is also ikroi belief. Counting needs the understanding. Without understanding, you're not yoytzer. So according to the Maral's rule, it should come out that Sfiras Ha'Ayim also shouldn't qualify for a brocha. So how come we do make a brocha on Sfiras Ha'Ayim? Says the Mishnah Yavetz. You see from here that the Maral disagrees with the Mogen Avraham. And the Maral holds Sfiras Ha'Ayim, you're yoytzer without understanding. Maral holds like the Yavetz, that Sfiras Ha'Ayim is like all other mitzvahs of Amira, like all other mitzvahs of Kriya, that you're yoytzer long you say it right, even without understanding. So he says, so we see there is a clear machlekes. The Mishnah Berurah and the Poskim generally do paskalite in the Mogen Avraham, but it's not muska, not everybody agrees. The Maral definitely supports the shitta of the Yavetz and holds that Sfiras Ha'Ayim you're yoytzer even without understanding. Of course, according to the Mogen Avraham, who holds that Sipur needs understand, and we do make a brocha, we'll have to find other terutzim why we don't make a brocha on Haggadah Shel Pesach, why we don't make a brocha on Sipur Tzitzayim. But there's no shortage of answers. Any thick Haggadah one obtained before Pesach, you'll find a whole collection of answers. The Rishonim talk about it. Some give the answer that we already Yoytzer Sipur Tzitzayim, we say in Kiddush Zeichel Sipur Tzitzayim, so there's no appropriate place to make the brocha. Others say any mitzvah which is Ein Lo Shia, we don't make a brocha on. So there is a wealth of terutzim to answer why we don't make a brocha on Sipur Tzitzayim. But come and again to us, according to the Mogen Avraham, Sipur only works with understanding. According to the Yavetz and the Maral, we yoytzer a Sfiras Ha'Ayim. So according to the Mogen Avraham, Sfiras Ha'Ayim only works with understanding. And according to the Maral and the Yavetz, Sfiras Ha'Ayim, we could be yoytzer even without understanding. The Dvar Avraham takes the Kiddush of the Mogen Avraham a stage further. He says, if the Mogen Avraham is Mechadashas, that Sfiras Ha'Ayim can only be if in your mind you're 100% clear what you're counting. Without clarity, it's not called Sfira. You're not Mekai the Mitzvah. Says the Dvar Avraham, if somebody's gone for a trip during the Zman of Sfiras Ha'Ayim, and he's away from all civilization, he's simply got no idea where we're up to today. He's got no idea. Is today the 29th day of the Ha'Ayim, or the 28th, or the 30th? He's just got no idea where we're up to. So what he would like to do is, he would like to make a brocha, he doesn't miss out. And he would want to make, wants to say two spheres. He wants to make a brocha and say, Hayoim, Tisha V'Esrim and Ayom Shmoyin V'Esrim, if those are the 2 days got Sofik, and between the two, if he's only got Sofik of two, one of them is correct. And that way, he wants to be Mekayim, his Fizoymer, he doesn't want to lose out. And hopefully in the next 24 hours, he'll get to some civilized place and he'll find out where he's up to. Can he do that or can he not do that? Zot the Dvar Avraham, now that we've got the Mogan Avraham, that which says that sphere needs understanding, needs lay, this person hasn't got the clarity of mind at all. He doesn't know where he's up to. So says the Dvar Avraham that this won't work either. You won't be Yotzer. You're not Yotzer your sphere at all. You need clarity in your mind in order to be counting. It's not just an amira of saying the sphere, so you have to count. And he carries on, the Dvar Avraham. If that's the case, even if he just says one number, but he's not sure, he'd like to take the gamble. He said it could be, he thinks it could be 29 tonight. I'm not sure, I really don't know. Let me take the risk. Let me make the brocha, count 29, and I may verify, did they right? I may find out, did they wrong? He wants to take the risk because he doesn't know how to do better. And it comes out, he got it right. Says, Dvar Avraham, you're not Yotzer. According to Grom, that's not counting because you won't clean your mind. It's counting without having the lev. It's counting without knowing. And if we accept this conclusion of the Dvar Avraham, we can take it a step further, a more, perhaps a case which can be more common. You can have a person being civilized place and simply he just doesn't know and he counting and he wants to check up later. He possibly doesn't know and he wants to count. I think it's this tonight, I'm not sure. I'll check up later when I go home, I'll check my calendar. Says the Dvar Avraham, you're not Yotzer. Sphira has to be with clarity. And if you haven't got the clarity, you haven't counted. And therefore you're not Yotzer, you've missed out. It's just not called Sphira at all. Says Dvar Avraham, I've got one Rishon which seems to clearly argue with me. Says the Dvar Avraham, there's a Balamoy in the end of Psochim. The Balamoy asks quite a famous question and quite a very logical question. Doesn't need our askoma. Says the Balamoy, you know, as in Chutzara, everything is fake to Yom when it comes to Yom Tov. We've got 2 days Yom Tov. All Yom and Tov, we'll keep 2 days Yom Tov, besides Yom Kippur. But we'll keep 2 days Yom Tov. Says the Balamoy, why aren't we counting two spheres every night, Sfeika de Yoma? We are not sure what day Pesach started. That's why we kept 2 days Yom Tov. We're misnaig with Sfeika de Yoma. So why don't we do every night Sfeika de Yoma also with Sfeika de Yoma? We should be counting one Cheshbon and another Cheshbon because we're not sure when the second day Pesach was. Our second day Pesach, we have to treat like the first day Pesach. So maybe the second day Pesach was the day after. So why don't we count two spheres every night of Sfeika de Yoma? Azoi freit the Balamoy. Says the Balamoy, strictly speaking, it's correct, we should be doing that. But it's going to lead to a problem. The problem is going to be when it comes to Shavuos, the night of Shavuos, you're going to be counting the Omer still for your second calculation. Because everything's pushed off by a day. He said, that's going to bring a terrible zilzal to the first day Shavuos. Because the first day Shavuos, you're still going to be counting the Omer and only stop for the second day Shavuos. So the first Shavuos, which is the main Deraisa day, is going to be look like that we're not ready for Shavuos yet. It's going to lead to a zilzal in the first day Shavuos. That's the reason, says the Balamoy, that Chochomim didn't introduce, let's call it the Chumrah of Sveika de Yoma, because nowadays we do know where we're up to. So therefore, because it's going to lead to a zilzal in Yom Tov of Shavuos. Says the Dvar Avraham, according to my understanding, the Kasha doesn't really start. You can't count Misofik. There's no such thing as counting Misofik. Says the Dvar Avraham, according to my understanding, even in the times of the early days, where the Taka didn't know where they're up to, you can't count Misofik. Counting Misofik is just not called counting. So according to my understanding, says the Dvar Avraham, even in the times when they really had a Sofik, they never counted Misofik. Says the Dvar Avraham, so I see from the Balamoy that he disagrees with my logic. And the Dvar Rom, with his greatness, says, well, if that's the case, I have to retract from my psak. I have to assume that Balamoy is correct and I am wrong. And therefore, says the Dvar Rom in the end of his simon, I therefore, if a person has taken gosofik ways up to, he should count misofik, but don't make a brocha. He's still choishes that don't make a brocha on it. But at least by counting, you should still count misofik. There is a svara brought down in the Charinim to back up the Dvar Avraham svara that it's correct, that counting misofik is not called a svisoime, because svisoime has to be clarity. The kasha of the Balamoi, you can answer. In the case of the Balamoi, I haven't got a lack of clarity where I am. I know exactly where today is. I know exactly how many days today is from Pesach. I know exactly how many days it's from Tesfor. I just don't know when they were Makiv the Omer, when the Hilchus Yom Tov was, when the Akov the Omer was. But I know exactly where I am. I know exactly what I'm doing. I'm just making two calculations. I'm not making sophic calculations in the case of Balamoy. His kash is make two calculations. Make a clear Sfiris Omer from the second day, the clear second day, Pesach, and make another one from, let's call it the third day, because there's a sophic calculation when exactly Pesach started. But it's not as if I've got any lack of clarity in my part where I'm standing. I know what it is today. I'm just not sure when Pesach was and when the Omer was Nikra. Therefore, it's like making two calculations. I'm making a calculation from this day, a calculation from that date. But each calculation is with clarity. So therefore, that's why the Balamoy has this suggestion. Maybe we should be making two spheres. Not maybe we should be making sophic spheres every night. Maybe we should be making two spheres every night. And that's why the Balamoy gives his answer, the appropriate answer. In the case of the Dvar Avraham, it's not a matter of doing two spheres. You don't know where you're up to. There is confusion. Where there's confusion, counting with confusion is not called counting. So therefore, there are those which confirm that Dvar Avraham's Chumrah could still be correct. It's not necessarily a student of Balamoy. But I call upon him as I'm not passing anything, but it's therefore, we see the importance of knowing what we're counting before we count, because if a person counts Omer, I've got no idea, I've just been making a rough guess, I'll check up later. According to Dvar Avraham, that's not called counting. You may be saying the Sfiris Omer, but you're not counting. Counting has to be with clarity. That's the Chiddush of the Dvar Avraham, which follows on the Mogen Avraham, that Sfira has to be with clarity. You need to know exactly what the words you're saying, plus know exactly what you're counting. The Maril Diskin asks this interesting kasha. He said, it's not the only place the Mogen Avraham told me that you have to make sure you know what you're saying. There's another Mogen Avraham in Hilchos Pesach Siman Tov Lamed Dalet by Bittel Chometz. Says the Mogen Avraham, it only works if you know what Bittel Chometz is. If you think Bittel Chometz is some sort of tefillah to get rid of your Yetzer Hara, it's very nice, but it's not Bittel Chometz. Bittel Chometz has to be, you have to be nullifying your Chometz, making it like Hefka Ka'afetara, says the Mogen Avraham. If you don't know what it means, you're not Mekayim, you're Bittel Chometz. Bittel Chometz has to be with clarity, says the Mogen Avraham. But as long as you know generally what Bittel's all about, and you've got no idea what the words mean, so then, says the Mogen Avraham, that's fine. So you do need the lathe, but you don't need to know what the words mean, as long as you know the toichla dvor and what you're saying. Says the Maral Diskin, what about over here? Is it okay if I want to speak some foreign language, I've no idea what the words mean, but I know the toichvorm. I know that this sentence means that I'm counting that tonight is, that today is 29. It's mashal from the Mogen Avraham that it's not enough just to know the toichen advorim. You need to have clarity. You need to know exactly what the words mean. says Moreh Diskin, so why is here different than there? When it comes to Bittul Chometz, as long as you've got the general understanding, it's fine, even though I've got no idea what means what in my statement, in my words. So why, when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, do I need full clarity? But again, the Kohen says, counting is only called counter clarity. If I got to say some strange sound, which is supposed to be some sort of foreign language, I've got no idea what it means. I just know the toichen in yoni, that doesn't help. To count means you have to know exactly what you're saying. Only then that's called proper counting. And that's all the chiddush of the Mogen Avraham, that you need to have perfect clarity, any language. And if a person doesn't know Loshon HaKodesh, so then the person should better say it in a different language. Say it in English. You can say it in English just as well. You can say it clearly as long as you know what you're saying. You have to have the clarity both in the words you're saying and the counting which you're saying. In the end of this week's parasha, Rashi brings a Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Chof. There are a lot of parashas which at first glance may seem to be not connected. Says Rashi from the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Chof, no, ha-parashas halolu nemru ala seder. All the parashas have got a clear seder, the order. Says Rashi, the parasha starts off with Shvi'it, with Shmita. So the parasha is bimeramez. You may have a person who doesn't keep Shmita properly because he's worried about the monetary loss of keeping Shmita properly. And therefore, he starts doing schoyer with Shmita produce and not keeping the mitzvah of Shmita properly. Says Rashi, b'shem the Gemara, as a result, he'll have to sell his, well, he won't gain money by not keeping Shmita, he'll lose money. And he'll have to start selling his metaltelim. And that's what the parasha talks about, selling Simcha Memka, Melami Secho, talks about selling, a person will end up selling his metaltelim. And if he won't do tshuva then, Kerezo Rashi, he'll end up selling Meachas Osoi, he'll have to end up selling his property. If he's not Choyzer, he'll end up selling houses. He carries the next parasha, Yim Kobayis. If he's not done to tshuva then, he'll have to be so short of money, he'll end up borrowing with rivers. That's where the parasha of rivers comes next. And on, says Rashi, Kol Eila Chroinois, Kosha Minar Shoinois, he'll end up selling himself, even to a goy. And so all the parashas, says Rashi, have a seder which can happen if a person tries to earn money by being over Yisurim, he'll end up less and less and end up with the klolas, each one as he goes on. Rav Moshe Feinstein in Dorosh Moshe asked an interesting question. He said, so one of the situations he'll end up with is the parasha of ribbis, which is where the Torah says, after you land, I've left to borrow the rivers. Says the Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, I don't understand. But the Torah tells you that you mustn't lend with rivers. So he'll never end up borrowing rivers, because you're not allowed to borrow with rivers. It's an Al-Tikha Mitoi. So he'll never get to that stage of punishment. If one of the punishments meant to be, he'll end up borrowing with rivers, paying back more than he borrows, he'll never end up with that punishment. Because you're not allowed to borrow with rivers. The person, the malva, is not allowed to lend with rivers. So therefore, following the rules of the Torah, he'll never get that punishment. So how does this work as this series of punishments, which the Torah is telling us will happen to this person who doesn't keep Shmita properly? Says the Moshe Feinstein, a fascinating answer. He says, right, it's true. But he'll come to a situation, he'll be so pressurized, he'll feel he has to borrow with rippers. He's prepared to give back more, there's no way out. He'll come along to the Malva and said, lend me money, I'll pay you extra per month. I'll say, no, you mustn't do that. It's also rippers. The fellow will get the realization that this malva is got opportunity of making extra money, but since the Torah says no is no, and he won't do it. He says this will be the biggest lesson the person can get. He was over the Isurim of Shmita, where the Torah promised him a brocha, But he didn't put his betoken, he didn't put his trust, and he was prepared to be over an avera in order, in his mind, he thought to earn extra money. And here he meets a person who gives up a good income because the Torah said no. And he doesn't look any further. Hashem said no, no is no. And Hashem will look after me and I'll get everything I need. A fellow betoken. He says that will be the biggest punishment. The realization how he's gone so far. The embarrassment of realizing what a wrong deed he's done. And he get told in the face by somebody, you got it all wrong. He says that is the biggest punishment and the greatest ta'elis. He says punishments are meant to bring a ta'elis. Punishments are meant to bring a result the person realizes. This type of punishment, the person says, no, you mustn't do that. He'll have such embarrassment and such a clear lesson where he's gone wrong. This is the best form of punishment the Torah gives to him. He'll have to try and borrow ribbers, and the fellow will clearly tell him, you can't do that. The embarrassment is the punishment, and the ta'elis out of this punishment will be much stronger than any other punishment would have given to him. That's the tachlis of the person come to this realization, realizing he'll this punishment will get to the lesson to realize the correct ishtalis is what brings success. But the wrong ishtalis will never bring success. A person's mechuyev to do ishtalis, but only the correct ishtalis, that's the only thing which works. This has a little bit of a connection to today being Pesach Sheni. How did we receive this Yom Tov of Pesach Sheni? It's not a Yom Tov as such as Issa Malacha, but this special day is Pesach Sheni. It came about, there was a group of people who were Mekayim a Mitzvah, and they were not allowed to do Pesach Rishon. But they weren't happy with that. They wanted more. They weren't happy. They weren't prepared to be exempt from Pesach Rishon. At the time, we're going to have to do some ishtalos. We're not just sitting back. And they went and did some beautiful ishtalos, and they went to Moshe Rabbeinu, and we're not having this. Loma Nigora. It's just not right. We're not going to be left out. We're not prepared to be left out of Pesach Rishon. We did something right. Why should we left out? We're not having this. We're not sitting back. We're not allowing this. And they started giving Moshe Beitzes. We want somebody to be makir for us and sprinkle us, even if we don't eat the meat. But we're not happy to be totally exempt. That was the ishtalos they did. They decided we're going to do our best. And this was ishtalos, which was so special in the eyes of the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Rabbeinu Shalom was tremendously happy with their hishtadlus. They're not prepared to let it go. They want hishtadlus, they want more and more. And there was zoicha, Megalgis Chusa De Zakai, there was zoicha to bring down the parasha of Pesach Sheni. Because the correct hishtadlus brings a tremendous amount of hatzlocha and panos and everything and brocha. The wrong ishtalos leads to all sorts of forget. The soft moichi ends up selling everything. So this is the lesson we can learn both on Pesach Sheni. We have to do ishtalos. We need to do ishtalos in Gashmus. We need to do ishtalos in Ruchnis. And we're in the Olam Asiya, we're in Olam Hazeh. We need to do ishtalos. But the ishtalos has to be with the guidance. The more correct ishtalos we do is the more tzloch we get. And the incorrect ishtalos brings the opposite. So that is our avoider, which we need to learn from Pesach Sheni. And this is how a whole avoida of preparation for Kabbalah Torah, building up from Pesach to Shavuos, we need to prepare ourselves more and more for our Kabbalah Torah. And in Mitzvah, we carry on doing the correct ishtalos and the correct steigin day by day, will take up to be zoicha to a proper Kabbalah Torah.
Yeah, they should make it up all.